Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, and welcome to another episode of Disc Heads, an amateur disc golf podcast here on Bleeped Up Productions with my good friends and myself, where we just talk about disc golf, our journey, and, you know, our shenanigans in this amazing sport that everyone should play. This is episode 17, Broken Dreams. We've got some fantastic topics to talk about, but across the table from me is one of the co-hosts. Ben, how you doing, Ben?
I'm good.
Awesome. And then the man behind this podcast, I can say, is Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Lee, yourself?
I'm really good. I'm really good to talk about what we've got, because we've got some really interesting topics. So with that being said, let's get straight into it, Dan. What are we going to do?
Oh, we're going to talk about some disc golf injuries. We're going to talk about our plans to improve our game in the coming weeks. We're going to talk about some disc golf dreams.
Okay.
And we've got a beginner tip, disc of the week, as usual. But firstly,
yes,
dodgy gameplay.
Dodgy gameplay.
What we've been playing the last few weeks, we've been talking about things that would very rarely come up, but
okay,
are in the realms of possibility.
Okay.
So you throw a disc, mm-hmm, and it lands on its side and it's out of bounds.
Right.
And the strongest of wind comes along, and by the time you go to play your disc, it's blue inbounds.
Okay.
What are the rules there? Now, I've done some research.
Okay, so I'm curious.
Before we go to the research, what do you think the rule would be?
I would say you play where it lies. It's kind of like normal golf. If it moves before you get to it, you're entitled to play where it lands. Surely.
I'm tempted to say that you're out of bounds.
Just what? Straight up out of bounds because where the disc finished.
It stopped. Because surely if it stops,
later, we're going to say 2 minutes.
And then if I just pay a dude to just come disc golf and kick it every time it goes out of bounds,
what, you caddyshack it?
This is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Right? So I also thought, would this rule apply for water? Because obviously, if it's touching
right,
a certain amount of water, and
okay,
I know we don't play with water that's got any kind of strong current.
No.
But let's just say we're playing by a river. It's got a bit of a current.
Okay.
You disc in, it lands in the water, the current takes it down.
And it blows up to the bank.
And it blows up to the bank. Are you suddenly in bounds?
Yeah, surely. I'll say yeah. Hell yeah. It's like
what I'm saying is,
it's an act of God.
For Quarry Park, if the current's going that way, towards the basket on that river,
yeah, it's
drop the dragon in.
And then just float down
let
the river.
Let float up to next to the basket. And then wallop.
Well, you've got to get incredibly lucky. And obviously we'll need to use your waterproof spray.
Put some like,
I don't know.
Staggering.
I think stagger drop pins, but also your waterproof spray will probably make that disc float. Guaranteed,
won't
right?
Go in.
It won't go in. It'll hover
science
above it.
Covered this before.
It'll just
I'm off. Excited for an episode on disc golf science with Ben.
So what is it then, Dan? I'm curious.
Whilst I was looking into it,
right,
somebody posed a question.
Okay.
And I thought this was quite an interesting question.
Yeah.
What if you throw it,
okay,
it goes bollocking into the woods,
mm-hmm,
random doggo comes along, catches it, runs off, and drops it 200 metres near the pin?
Okay. It could happen. There?
Could happen.
It's happened the last couple of weeks. The dogs have attempted to pick up our discs.
It's in the realms of possibility.
It is.
So, there's that question as well.
Okay.
There's also the question of, yeah, what if it hits somebody?
Oh.
Really?
Right, mate.
What if?
What if?
What if I'm just stood by the basket, it's more than my own business.
Well, we've had a few.
You smash me with a berg and it goes in. Like, does that count?
What if I'm blind? Somebody throws a disc. And nearly kills me and hits me, which it didn't.
Yeah.
And then bounces back and bounds, because it would have been out of bounds.
It would have been out of bounds.
So, according to the PDGA,
okay,
according to the official rule book,
right,
rule 803.06,
Jesus,
interference,
mm-hmm,
point A,
right,
a thrown disc that hits another player, spectator, or animal shall be played where it comes to a rest. A thrown disc that is intentionally deflected and was caught shall be marked as close as possible to the point of contact,
okay,
as determined by a majority or the group or an official.
So
basically what's that saying is if you trained your dog to catch it and run off with it, not okay, that's intentional. But if a rando dog catches it,
you're all good.
Sugar honey ice tea.
I think what it's saying is like if Lee threw
so if I get a third dog and then don't tell you guys I've got a third dog.
But
every time we go to bed with, this dog's just there.
There's a dog just casually there.
Don't mind this bag I'm putting in your boot.
Why is it growling? It's nothing to do. Don't worry.
Adam to bring the dog there.
You did a tactical deployment the night before.
Yeah. No, deploy the dog like 10 minutes before.
10 minutes before, okay.
Yeah.
I think what he's saying is that like if I was spectating and Lee's playing and I get hit by a disc, if it just bounces off me and wallops to the floor,
yep.
Lee plays it from where it lies.
So the multiple times I've hit you with a bird,
yeah, because
I fly swat it.
Yeah, because the Richard thing on our video
and threw it down.
Yeah,
that don't count.
We it doesn't matter that
where Richard would have lay.
But it was funny as hell.
Well, it was going to hit me.
It was going to hit you.
I caught it
square in the face.
Point B.
Oh,
if a disc at rest on the playing surface is moved, the disc shall be replaced as close as possible to its original location, as determined by a majority of the group or the official. If a marker disc is moved, the marker disc shall be replaced as close as possible to its original location.
Right.
As determined by a majority of the group or the official. So if the wind blows it back in play, you still out of bounds.
Weird. That sucks.
So, once it's landed, that's your landing.
So. What about... So,
rolling.
Yeah.
It can roll back
in,
then.
To a stop.
No.
So it's once it stops.
Yeah.
So if it landed, say, on an edge...
Yeah.
And then the wind caught it, flipped it off.
Yeah.
And that's why you see sometimes on the pro tour where they've got that kind of border thing.
Then it would you'd play it from where it had stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think the best example we could give is if you was playing the one that we love, Sherwood Pines.
Yeah.
And you threw hole one and you rolled it and somehow you rolled under the little rope so he was out of bounds.
Yep. That's OB.
And it was on its side. Come to a stop there, you're OB. Even if the wind somehow picks it up and there's a little flip and gets you back over that rope.
But if it never stopped.
If it never stopped, you're good.
So
yeah.
If it rolled, was on its side, wind caught it,
yeah,
you're still good.
If you roll out of bounds and back in,
that's
good.
Fine.
Which is a regular move.
It's solid. It's a very good move. It just, you just don't have blind people walking on streets. It's fine. Yeah.
As long as it's not intentional.
Yeah.
You're all good.
Yeah.
So you can keep aiming for people, basically.
Well, I almost hit my quota, like, this week, to be honest. I shanked a really bad rock star, and this was not intentional. And it was literally, yelled four, though. That was the first thing I was worried. I did yell four because I was worried because it was old person Zimmerframe. And then afterwards, everyone's like, Jesus, Lee. And I was just like, I shanked that, and that was not even intentional. That was just a really bad slip. Because I was playing in my DCs because I was an idiot and I left my shoes.
But when I read that rule, I did think to myself, like, remember the last year when the cameraman got like nearly cutting off
yep.
my disc?
Yep.
That's the first thing I thought of and thought, what did the PDGA official decide there?
I
did
can
he play
tell you
where it was going to like
right.
cut that guy off.
I can tell you, it happened to Beretta or Barella from Discraft in Vegas. He hit a cameraman spotter. And the spot it hit him and it landed in OB. He had to play from OB. And I'm pretty positive, it sounds rude to say this, but if you look back, that was a confidence killer because he was playing really well. And then as soon as that happened, he kind of petered off and like he lost the tournament. Like that literally killed all his momentum because it was like
fair
a sick drive.
When you hit someone, you need to calm down.
Yeah, but Barella's a killer, mate.
Calm down.
That guy is he's got a drive for days.
Take out breath.
Yeah. But yeah. Like, it was mad. Like, he literally had to go OB and just to the side, go for it. And literally everyone was like, that sucks. Really,
it
sucked.
It's the rules.
It's the rules. I know. It's the rules.
I love finding out these little quirky rules.
It's crazy, eh? This sport just keeps on, like, amusing us and educating us.
Other than screwing a disc up and throwing it like a ball.
Yep.
Are there any throws that are not allowed?
No.
Not that one.
No, you've got the grenade, you've got the tomahawk. My scuba, love a scuba throw.
Been working on that bounce putt that I tried.
Mate, that
whole eight.
I'm so annoyed that I had to go find my sensei and you told me like, oh yeah, I just bounced this and it almost went in. I was like,
Inventing their own shots, like the quick draw out of the rough.
Yeah.
Quick draw out of the rough.
While this is out, you should go check the Bergmasters putting from the knee and also the underarm throw is dead. Shown in the Bergmaster episode, so go check that out.
The
underarm throw was sick as well. It was a really nice approach.
You completely ruined the end of the podcast now, Lee.
Well, we can keep promoting it because I'm really happy with that video. It's awesome. It's so good. Not like it's going to be a recurring theme on our like podcast of doing the Bergmasters. I'm not going to say we win it because that's pointless. But there's shots And I'm kidding. There are some shots in there, boys, where I'm like, holy, we should be throwing this disc a hell of a lot more. It is, yeah.
That's the podcast.
Yes.
Disc of the week.
Yes.
Disc of the week.
I'm going to go with simple. So Dan threw his sting down a gorge in Bedworth. We finished the round. Then when we came back for the Red Nine, we went on an expedition. And
we have sailed down the gorge.
We did.
Shad had lots of helpful advice, Lee.
It was. It was insane. And we found multiple discs. And I acquired a new disc.
It was Anchorman.
I was Anchorman. Quote here.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Exactly. It escalated quickly, I'm not going to lie. It definitely did. And we ended up walking away with several discs. And one of them I immediately wanted because I knew it was a Speed 9. The Vandal. A dynamic disc, very good disc, Speed 9 fairway driver. The best thing I've found out about this disc, and a lot with the dynamic discs, especially if you're a beginner, which I don't think a lot of disc companies do, they don't tell you the difference between overstable, understable, and stuff like that. On that, Ben, if you look at it,
it says it on it.
It says it on it, which is really useful, especially if
you definitely don't know what that means.
No, but then if you do research, you're like, okay, so this is going to go a little bit left. That's kind of cool. But yeah, I've been throwing this disc.
That's what I was trying to find out.
Yeah, it's 174. Like. It feels like, but it's my kind of weight.
Yeah, it's not the profile of the construct, but I think it feels heavy.
It's good. It goes because I've been throwing it in
174 feels light, and I throw discs a lot lighter than it. It's really.
You throw discs that literally are like pieces of paper. It's crazy. But yeah, this is a Speed 9 Glide 5 turn minus 1.5 and a fade 2. I've been
when he had them point
five. Yeah, it's just a bit weird. But it's sick. Funny enough, Signature Vandal is funny enough by Ricky Wysocki as well. Good old Ricky. We haven't really spoken about him in a while. Fun disc quote golf song insert here.
Why you threw a putter when you should have threw a driver? You missed the mando, gotta go to the drop zone. You hit a tree, now you're shooting three. Coulda had bar, but you shot too far. Cause you ain't Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Try to throw a hyzer, but you threw it in the ground. Overstable, understable, still out of bounds. Max weight destroyer, I thought I told you. Think you're under par, but you threw it in the water. Cause you ain't Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Ricky, 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 Ricky Wysocki. Think you got a par. You got a birdie, you got an eagle, but you got a bogey. Think you got a par, think you got a birdie, think you got an eagle, but you got a bogey. Think you got a par, think you got a birdie, think you got an eagle, but you got a bogey. Think you got a par, think you got a birdie, think you got an eagle, cause you ain't.
There you go. This disc is really fun. Like, I've been throwing it all this week, like going to the going to the labs and throwing discs and trying out techniques. This is right up your street. This is a perfect roller disc. Like, I've watched a few like technique videos, how to throw a roller, how to throw it in the air, and then if it comes down at an angle, it'll roll. This thing rolled very, very well and very, very far.
They all roll.
It's true, but this one I threw this quite well, and it rolled miles past the basket when I was like, I just want it to roll to the basket, and it just kept going and going. And going. And it was good. But yeah, I got it. What? This is fusion plastic. So there's loads of different types. But I like it because it's a bit gummy. It feels a bit plastic cask-esque. I like it. I feel like it looks feels
no one
nice.
Else has got dynamic discs, have they?
I had the Judge, but that got replaced again because it came in and out of my putter slot. That's been replaced by like the Banger GT and the Sensei, so that's my putter lineup still.
Also, just circling back to something.
Yes.
You were saying how you need the new putter.
Yeah.
You've got putters that you don't use.
I know, that's what I've been trying to throw.
So
exactly. It kind of makes everything I said last week unemployed.
Says, and if you got used for the banger, it's a banging
he
putter.
He says with discs in his Ace Golf bag for the, for the first time in a long time.
It's true. But yeah, that's my disc release. The Vandal. It's pretty cool. Cool name. And yeah, the Fusion plastic's really nice. It feels very plastic-esque, so I feel like it's really something I might need to look into when I need to replace other discs in my bag, possibly.
I'm going to struggle it.
Well, so I've got a surprising one this week.
Ooh. Curveball slot. Like a curveball confusion. Like it.
The Beetle.
Oh, this is a disc of madness.
What a shit disc.
It's, I don't think it's
figure it out. No discs are
Yeah.
Oh, no, this one, the Beetle, is something else.
However, I think it's too light.
Putting with it in the garden and doing the practice puts, I'm getting distance off it.
Okay.
Once I can get
first off, fenced off, no wind.
Yeah.
Nothing to affect it.
Yeah. Once I can get that line, I can get the better distance. It's working out the line.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a really, really useful disc. And that's why it stays in my bag.
Okay.
I'm going to start using it as a scrambler.
I was going to say, scramble this possibly.
So what I did last week, on Sunday, when I was in this I just threw it as high as I could, and the wind caught it, and took me out of this
And it literally just pinpoint missile for a nice putt.
I honestly think, if you have a round like you did last week, if you see yourself having a round like you did last week,
Beetle immediately.
Just get the Beetle out. Just start figuring it out. Making it make sense.
Yeah.
You're not going to win. It doesn't matter if you win anyway.
Well, yeah.
But you're not going to, if you're in that spot.
It doesn't matter if I'm going to win until I'm on like hole 3-4. And I'm like,
I don't know. I feel like it's like, I have a bit conscience like you. If I know I'm out of it, I'm going to start throwing shit that I'm not used to.
I'll do it every week.
Yeah.
At some point, I'll be like.
And stuff's been clicking for you, especially like recently.
Yeah.
It's been really good to see that improvement. It's really sick.
No, but I am going to play a bit more.
But that Beetle's mad. What is the flight numbers of the Beetle? Because it's insane.
1701 maybe.
It's insane.
It's quite a stable disc. It's very definitely light. 1.7.
It feels weird when we've thrown
latitude.
And it's weird because whenever we've thrown it, it's just like, as soon as we've thrown it and we try to throw it like a normal disc, we're like, this, you've got to throw it a little bit different. It's a different beast.
You have to throw it like a frisbee.
Yeah, I feel like that because I feel like there's some
1.7 minus 1.0.
Oh, okay, all right. So it wants to like
straight.
Yeah,
basically.
Ish. Yeah. I feel like a frisbee.
And then it goes the
I
wind
think
blowing.
Your Beetle's too light.
Could be,
personally.
But that's what they were saying about like your big boy discs, like the Condor and other stuff like that. You can throw it normal, not because it's light, but like the fact that you can throw it like a frisbee and stuff like
too
that.
Light.
I do love. I can't wait for our deployment round.
I do like the Zephyr. But
yours is heavy though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yours 1.75.
Yeah.
I need to have a play with that and see if I have, because it's essentially the Condor.
It just takes up so much room in my bag.
I've took mine out because it's too big.
It's too big.
I generally
think when we're going to do our deployment round, we need to start throwing. I need to get one. Rich needs to get one, and we need to just start have a little bit of practice with them, and then go like Sherwood Pines or somewhere and just film like a
the
deployment
Condor,
round.
It is great. But you need the
it's
Condor
like pizza.
As the weather gets better and it gets
I think
calmer,
summer it's a perfect disc.
The Condor's gonna reappear again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
So disc of the week.
I don't know. I think I'm just gonna have to mention one that I've already done because
I did it last week.
I think I've covered them all.
Yeah.
You've got more than 17 discs.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have, but remember when we've covered discs, we've all like thrown our hat in though as well, haven't we? Like when we did the Sensei, we both talked about it. The Berg, we all talked about
Berg's
it. Berg's like
done, Sensei's done, Hellfire's done. All the regular drivers are done.
You done both Leopard and Cheetah?
I'm just be surprised if I've not done the Cheetah.
Yeah, he might have done the Cheetah. I don't know. I need to go back through and listen
recently,
and make a note.
You've been throwing your
Bad Boy for Castoplast.
Yeah,
yeah, The lots.
Yeah.
If I've not covered that, I'd be amazed. I'll do the lots.
Yeah.
It's just clicking. It's a good little disc. It's a, it's the Castoplast. I think it's quite close to a Firebird.
Yeah, it's a speed 9, so...
The Castoplast plastic, I've not picked one up.
I honestly think it's the best plastic.
Because even... Is Lee got the most rubbery Berg?
I've got the most rubbery Berg.
I have.
Oh, you have the most rubbery Berg.
I've got the K1 Soft, haven't I?
Yeah.
So, I have got the most...
But even that...
Wobbly sausage Berg.
Wobbly sausage
Berg. Wobbly plastic from Castoplast feels...
It's
durable.
So good. Like,
it's just durable. You can throw it... You know you can throw it directly at a tree and you'll be all right. And I find all Castoplasts like that.
Yeah.
They all have that same feel, don't they?
Yeah.
It's good. It's just a really
glow
nice...
That glow plastic is so good. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just feels so good.
Because
like,
you've got the Lots in a glow, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
the
you've
Lots
got.
And the CAC-Z in a glow. And if I buy any more Castoplast discs, they'll be in that glow plastic.
Would you?
I won't
yeah.
get the Berg in glow because it's not... It's not the same.
Okay.
I like the Berg glow.
I like it, but I know I don't. I'm going to say it. I don't like the K3 Bergs.
You're not?
Which no, one? Your orange
Berg,
one?
Your Berg. No, they're both K1.
They're K1.
It's the K1 glow- normal and
normal.
K1 soft.
Right.
Yeah. Don't like it. It's too big.
The freaking Mint Imperial. Like, love it. Love the Mint Imperial. It's sick. Oh. No, but yeah, Castoplast, that Lots is really good. What are the numbers on the Lots? Because you've been flying it well, because it's kind of like you said, it's in, I think it's a 9-speed, ain't
it's
it? So
nine,
it's in a...
Yeah, I'm sure it's a 9.5.
It's in a... 9.4.
I'm going to check.
It's in a, like... demographic of discs where 9 is a very good speed for a lot of people, and it's in a very highly contentious like range of named discs as well, but it's like been clicking so well for you recently, like just I think what was it
9.5 minus 1.2.
Ah, there you go. Was it 17 you threw it, like the furthest drive you've ever thrown on 17, and you just went and it kept going and going.
The 16B, where it
16B, yeah. Where it just went, and it literally was probably the best drive you've done on that. It's unreal. It's not a cheat code disc yet.
It's not a Firebird at all, actually.
It isn't?
No.
Oh. But 9's a very, like, contentious setup, because it's like, I feel like there's a lot of good 9 speeds out there.
I think
very
it's
good
to
9 speed.
Thunderbird, actually.
Because I know, I think a Thunderbird's a speed 9, because I know a Roadrunner's a speed 9.
Firebird is a 9, it's the rest of the numbers that aren't.
Right. Yeah, but it's when you say, oh, I want to pick up a disc, what do you do for 9 speeds?
A Thunderbird's a 9.502, so it is close to a Thunderbird, yeah.
So, a Thunderbird, not a Firebird, sorry. But yeah, good.
But yeah, that's also remember that numbers don't mean shit when you're comparing compass.
Yeah, that's true.
Mean.
So, Disc Golf Dreams.
Yes.
Disc Golf Dreams. So, if you had, when I say an unlimited amount of money, obviously...
Unlimited like, power.
Yeah. Unlimited power.
Obviously, you can't, like, sit there and name everything you would do. Like, but if you had, like, cost wasn't a thing, what would be the one big thing that you would like to do disc golf-wise?
Probably my own disc company with... look at going into the pro scene and getting like athletes probably.
Man, that's a good choice. I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, like literally manufacture discs and then go like, this guy's pretty cool. Do you want to come play for us?
If I had unlimited money, I'd buy Paul McBeth.
You could literally, if you had unlimited money, you could probably build an ultimate team. Like, to be honest, if you think about it, is it with the
I'd
pro scene
Paul
at the moment?
Carry my disc bag and just watch me play every day.
Be the ultimate caddy.
Yeah,
this is how you should show it. Throw it, Ben. Now nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll throw it like this.
Watch me roll this.
Yeah, here we go.
Carry
no, I think,
bag,
I think I throw. I think a roll's not okay. Never mind.
I don't pay you to talk. I pay you to carry my bag.
No, manufacture your own discs because it's proved that you could do it yourself. Like Trash Panda, like Corey and Trash Panda.
I'd love to manufacture my own discs.
Yeah, like Corey's made it an actual reality. Like his third disc's a distance driver, I think. Because
I mainly want to name discs.
Yeah, or just be a namer. It's true. But then if you make your own company, you can name your discs, dude.
I know.
And then if you've got unlimited power, you can get copyright and so the names we want to have our discs, we could literally be like, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, but even if you couldn't get the copyright, like if you had to make up your own names and you brought out a disc called Fizz Was, you'd be...
I'm throwing the Fizz Was right here. Just going to go right up the main street. go up the right of the fairway.
Or give them really long names like Ui, Ua, Ting Tang.
Walla Walla Bing Bang. I'll get a friend of Walla Walla Bing Bang. That's amazing. That's your putter.
You do a starter set though. Ui, Ua, Ua, the Ting Tang.
I'm not
Walla Walla Bing Bang.
I'm not gonna lie, that's half of Richard's bag, isn't it, when he names half his discs. Like, yeah, what are you gonna have? Yeah, the Roo Roo, the Tutu, the Foo Foo, the Lulu, or whatever. I'm like,
the Macapaca.
The Macapaca's the best one.
I literally think
it's not even close to what it's actually called. I think it might be Attack-a-poo.
Attack-a-poo is the best one.
The Macapaca.
It's the closest one to poo. That's why it's so great. But no, yeah, the Roo Roo. yeah, it's just yeah, disc namer seems a pretty good one. But no, manufacturing own discs.
I want a lot smaller.
Okay.
I'd like to tour the world and go to play every disc golf course.
Oh, okay.
Spend the rest of my life just going from disc golf course to disc golf course.
Wow, you spend a lot of your time in America. That's like literally a lot of time in America. Wow, that'd be a pretty mad one as well. Like, would you would road trip it as well? Live in the van?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you literally like do up a van, go for it,
build a course on the Amazon.
Which would be fine when you're like, it'd be fine when you're like driving around like middle America, but when you go down to Colombia to play them four or five courses,
it'd be fine. Just get a flight. Don't even bother thinking about driving. Just leave your van.
Pirate flag up on my van.
No, put a van. Put your van in the parking lot on the airport, and then just go dodo your plane, and then come back, and hopefully it's still there. Like, it'd be fine. Because you can just pay for parking, you'll be all right. You'd be loaded of money, aren't you? So he's like, oh, you got loads of fines. I'm like, it's nothing. It's
got
so bad.
Unlimited power.
Unlimited power.
Go on then, what's your unlimited power dream?
I've only got stupid ones.
Okay.
Like, you know, well, I'd build a course in Dubai.
Oh, wow, okay. In Dubai?
Yeah, man.
In a desert?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's mad. You'd melt.
You'd make some money, though.
You would make money. You'd make quite a bit of money.
I know. I've thought this out.
I mean, you've got unlimited money.
Unlimited power. Yeah, that's true.
Or pay Paul Macbeth to carry my bag. But never touch a disc.
We'd never touch your... Oh,
really? He would. I would want him to bless my discs.
No.
Oh, that's
It'd
shocking.
Just be hilarious to me. Just pay, like, the top stars to just carry my bag.
Just around.
Ignore all advice.
Yeah.
Ben, I think you should use a lot on this one. Well, pass me the f***ing burg.
I don't pay you to talk.
Babe, that's a hilarious dream. That's funny. Pissed,
just carrying my bag.
No.
That's a pretty funny one. That's a pretty funny one, to be honest. Unlimited power. Yeah, I get a pro to carry my bag.
Paying Paige Pierce might get you in trouble. Paying
Paul just carry my bag.
Paying Paige Pierce will be all right. She's all right. She'll be fine. She's coming back from injury now, so hopefully she actually
probably needs the money.
I'm not disagreeing with it being a bad idea. I want my Paige Pierce carrying my bag.
But
in the eyes of this world, you'd probably get yourself into a bit of trouble if you paid a female sports star to quit her job and come and carry your bag.
Oh, she wouldn't quit her job.
No one would give a
shit. You wouldn't give
she'd
it.
She'd have to quit her job.
Why would That'd she quit? No, you'd be like you throw on the same tour as her.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah. She'd have to carry her bag around Bedworth.
She would come to Bedworth.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
Yeah. Oh, my days.
Like,
debauchery, I love it. Just like, nope, have this.
If you catch him watching it on his phone, you slap his phone out of his hand.
Hey!
This is just off of your watching.
Hey, watch my shots. No one else's. Why are you texting your wife for? Get away. Like, my time. I pay for this time.
Be gay on your own time.
Be gay.
Oh,
dear. That's freaking brilliant. Oh, that's
I was like brutal.
I meant brutal, brutally brilliant.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
That's amazing.
What else could you build a great course? Like the Amazon or something.
You'd basically build a course, wouldn't you? You would want to build a course and then just make it really welcoming and inviting.
Speaking of Paul Macbeth and building great courses, he's obviously built one in the Grand Canyon.
He has.
That's a course I'd like to come play.
That'd be sick. Go down, you really pretty much do like, what, Route 66, play that, play, go to Cali and a few other places on the way to do some of the courses. It'd be sick.
Oh, mate.
Live in a van? Oh.
So I always wanted to go and like, do like a six-month trip around America, but since I started playing disc golf, I realised that'd be a six-year trip around America.
Yeah, you know, that'll be okay. You just come back.
I've got unlimited money.
I don't know, though.
Exactly.
Well, the problem is...
indoor course.
We'd have to eat healthy.
That's what I thought.
Indoor course. But
oh, sugar!
The wall's an aquarium.
So talking about indoor courses,
unlimited money.
No,
unlimited.
Talking about indoor courses, I need to show you boys this. There is some guys I need to show you. It's genius.
Imagine playing disc golf in a shark tank.
Essentially, yeah.
They found an old JCPenney, because obviously JCPenney malls are no more. They found an old abandoned JCPenney. They bring their own baskets in there, and every like Wednesday and Thursday they have a putting league.
Brilliant.
And they have an 18 round course. It literally looks sick. I'll have to send you the video. It's awesome.
There are indoor.
It's so cool.
So I was actually thinking there's got to be like round here, a little villagey old English place.
Gotta be.
There's got to be some old skill alleys about.
Surely.
They knocked most of them down.
Yeah, but some of them converted them to their rifle clubs and like that, didn't they?
Oh, I'd love to find if there's a putting league. That'd be good fun, actually. That'll improve our putting. There we go.
Sure, there is an indoor putting league close.
Surely.
So, beginner tip.
Yes.
Don't overdo it. And we've done it. We had a beginner tip a few weeks back where we spoke about not overplaying and not getting too involved. But when I say don't overdo it, what I mean is so. 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I hurt my knee playing.
Yes.
Maybe it was even
you did. 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. And I went for a drive. I felt it pop. I physically felt it pop. Heard it pop.
Yeah.
And did not feel great afterwards.
Yeah. Pop goes the nasal.
Yeah. And I carried on playing. Played the following week.
Yeah.
And I really should not have played the following week.
Really.
Although I felt like I could. And whilst I was playing, I didn't really feel any pain.
Okay.
The following night, well, the same night, obviously, that I played.
Just agony.
I couldn't sleep. I was in that much pain, I could not sleep. The next 3 days, I couldn't walk on it.
Was that the week we played before the stag do? Was your knee bad at the stag do?
Yes, we played the week before the stag do.
And that's when you did your knee. Popped. Yeah.
Then we went to the stag do and I did all that walking up and down the subway stairs.
Yeah.
All the way around London. We did a lot of walking.
A lot of steppage. Interesting.
And then played with you guys, and then I should not have played. But I played this week, and I've been fine. So it's about overdoing it.
Yeah.
You didn't really run up this week, did you?
Yeah. And we're going to come back to the beginner tip several times, I think, in our next discussion, because we're going to talk about little injuries.
Yes.
Disc golf injuries.
Mm.
So, obviously, I've hurt my knee.
Yeah.
I've also hurt my back playing. Not to a point where it stopped me. But this is quite early on. We must have been playing a couple of months in. And I think we was all moaning about the same thing. Our opposite to our throwing arm, because you threw with your left and you said your right was hurting, and my left was hurting and your left was hurting. And the bottom of my back kept twinging, kept getting spasms in it.
Yeah.
This is because we was moving new muscles that we weren't moving before.
Yeah, 100%.
It was really weird it was the opposite arm that hurt, though.
Yeah, and I realise... probably how we were throwing,
whipping the arm.
Yeah, and we weren't realizing.
Like crazy gang beast creature.
Yeah, looking like so from gang fights or gang beasts. Yeah, but no, like when you watch, and yeah, like we always say, don't go too much into a rabbit hole watching YouTube stuff. But like me recently, I've been like tucking that arm in and punching the ground, and it's been working, and it's been trying to keep everything tight. In the nicest way possible.
So yeah, we've said before, don't get too carried away with YouTube, but do watch some YouTube.
Yeah.
And no, even if you're watching tournaments, you're not watching instructional videos. Just get a better idea of where your body should be and
how 100%.
You should be moving, because you're gonna end up pulling something or doing something.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's true. I look like a crazy person this week. I went out and took my camera and filmed myself, and basically filmed, and I looked, turned to the camera, was like, "That was a good throw. That was a shit throw." That was a good... So I've basically been slowing and watching it frame by frame what I was doing right, what I was doing wrong. And there are significant things that I am doing right, and there's some significant things I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Which is nice to know. And, like, yeah, I think just remembering those little things is kind of nice. But, yeah, don't overdo it, because you can hurt yourself. Damn. Sad pandas.
Yeah. But, yeah, so you can hurt yourself physically injury like that.
Yep.
Worst injury I've got from disc golf... slapping a disc out the air really hurt my hand for about a week.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Which one did you slap out of hand?
I've done it a few times.
You just like...
It might be one that I caught that Richard threw, actually, because it hit this part of my hand and me, it hurt.
Yeah. Well, they do go...
It didn't hurt when I caught it.
No.
Or for the remainder of the round.
Yeah.
But for the next 4 days, I was like,
my hand is God damn it. That really hurts. It's a great little clip, though. I love that clip. Makes me laugh every time.
Check out Bergmasters.
Check out Bergmasters. Well, that was in foreplay one, episode two. Yeah, episode two, foreplay.
Lots of little cuts.
Oh, God.
Cuts and stingers.
So
I look like I got hit by a frag grenade last week.
Yeah
so Bedworth has its bits.
Yeah.
We have been to far worse courses where the moment
Arrow Valley
is awful.
Oh.
Gillies is just a walk-in cut.
Yeah. If you get caught by some of those trees, you're just ballsed. And they're niggly ones. That was the issue.
And the one that we played, that was huge.
Oh,
yes.
The all day one. I forget his name.
The same. The stinger area in there.
Yeah.
Oh. By the time we'd done in there, even I was feeling them.
Basically, that land was Lord of the Rings. It was Middle
Earth.
It was
the whole of Middle Earth.
It was the whole of Middle Earth. If only they maintained it a bit.
If you don't like being stung or cut up by thorn bushes or poked in the eye by random branches,
don't play disc golf.
Don't play disc golf.
Yeah, exactly. God knows how many times I've been assaulted.
Bring a trained dog with you.
Yeah, bring a trained dog. Let it run with your disc close to the basket. Live the dream. You know, and claim this dog is not yours.
So do you have a big injury there? And it's not so much an injury, but this is the one I think that most disc golfers would fall to if they don't understand how big a game it is.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I'm not using proper English in a minute. But going back to the course, it took us all day to go around.
Yes.
I about passed out from dehydration.
Yeah.
And we caned off a lot of water.
And we all
we got
caught
to the
sun
point
as well.
Where I didn't realise, I mean, I knew how bad I felt, but I didn't know how bad I looked. And Ben actually pissed off to the shop just to get me a drink.
You took so long looking for that saying, I went and bought a couple of orange juices. I was like, they're not going to notice I'm not here.
Yeah.
Went off, got some drinks, came back, threw an orange juice at you.
Yeah.
Because you look bad.
Yeah. But
it was red hot.
It was bad as well. We all caught the sun as well, horrifically as well. Like, it was that day just drained us physically.
It was a full
mentally.
Day, weren't it? It was the longest we've played disc golf, I think.
It's true.
Oh, that day.
Yeah.
And it that court. And it was one course that day, weren't it?
Oh, well, we went
it
to
was.
Two. We went to.
You played fairways before that?
No, we went Ainsbury on the way home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the plan was that Lee was going to come to Ainsbury.
I had a kip. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a different day.
That was the different day.
That's a different day.
That was
to sleep.
A different day. That was a mad... Yeah, that day. Goodness gracious. That cyclist. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. God, I've never seen a man so angry that I was nowhere near him. Oh, my days. What a twat. Oh. I never normally get angry, but literally, I'm trying to find where you guys are. I've gone coming from Plymouth.
This is the day that
and
we just
I take a turn and this cyclist came out of nowhere and I avoided him milesly and I was like, that's fine. And he pulled up next to me, started yelling, and I was like, mate, I was nowhere near you. And then he just punched the top of my windscreen. So I was like, oh, f- you then, mate. Cyclist, honestly. Punched my windscreen. What a twat. I was cyclist. That cyclist. Not all cyclists, but that cyclist.
Welcome to intermission.
Don't get injured playing disc
golf. Yeah, don't get injured. That sucks. But, like, we've seen it recently as well. Like, it's mad. Like, I hate bringing up pros all the time because I think I've watched a lot more pros than you guys. Like, Eagle McMahon's obviously, when he was filming a freaking a disc mania before he signed for MVP, was throwing a disc for an advert, tore his rotator cuff.
Yeah.
Straight up. So now he's like resting it and loads of other stuff, and he's throwing it left handed, and everyone's like, I wish I could throw as good as you can with your left. And actually, you're right when it's healed. Jesus, you're just scary good. He's a freak. Like, Eagle McMahon's a machine.
See, that's kind of
it's terrifying.
To me, I just know that. I don't know, but if I'm never going to make it as a pro, but if I did ever make it as a pro, I'd tear both quads walking up to the first plate.
Like, how you do?
Get into the ring.
Get into the ring. Yeah, I don't know. We've obviously your knee, I think, is probably the biggest we've had so far with injuries.
But we've met some people. I remember the guy that we met who was throwing hole eight, and he threw it quite well, and he turned around to us and went something like, I've been out 6 weeks with a back injury.
And he just smashed it.
And then he smashed it. But
he's been out because of
Yeah. It's a back injury. You know, so.
Ouch.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a big hypocrite here. And
here we go.
I've actually promised myself that I'm actually going to start being better at this.
Okay.
Stretch.
Okay, good.
Flex yourself.
Well, you saw Rich and me doing a little bit of stretching before round on Sunday, warming up the arms and the legs and shit.
Better at flexing. I was moving my body around a bit, spinning my arms, spinning my waist, to start loosening everything up.
Yeah.
I've got to get better at the stretching part.
Yeah, this is where we laughed about getting resistant bands and shit like that. We're going to get some, aren't we?
I've already got one.
We need to get some. We need to get some.
Oh, and I just think, I'll bring it out.
Need to. Going in cold is kind of not working. Ben's like, nah.
We're getting older. We need to start looking after ourselves.
We're made of glass in the nicest ways possible.
I'm made of rust.
I'm made of rust.
I said this before.
Yeah.
But
in next week's episode, how to spend your pension on disc golf.
Yeah, exactly. Build a course, live the dream. Somewhere exotic, Portugal or somewhere in Spain, somewhere nice. Dream. Mate, that'd be sick.
Honestly, my kids want to hope that I die before their mum. Because if their mum dies first, then they're selling the house and buying a course.
Gosh. True. True facts there. Well, they could come work on the course for you if they wanted to.
Jobs are good.
Board and lodging. Done.
You don't know my kids.
I don't know your kids.
I don't know.
Come on, James, working on the course. Jesus. Did you do that? Nah.
Honestly, right.
Did you give him a job? No.
So,
did you open today? Nah.
Did some painting in the kitchen, so I moved the tumble dryer and the fridge freezer.
Right.
Put the fridge out of the into the hallway.
So yeah.
You just squeeze by. There's not much gap.
Okay.
I went down the allotment yesterday. I worked hard. You know, I weren't in the mood to like move these by myself. Normally I move all this kind of crap by myself.
Yep.
And I asked him for a bit of help. He's twatting around. I don't know what he's doing, but he's twatting around instead of helping me. And somehow he's got himself stuck between the fridge and the dryer and wrapped his legs around the fridge to the point he can't stand up anymore.
So he's spider monkeyed around.
Instead of helping me, he's just become a hindrance.
He's actually in the way.
He became a koala.
Oh, bless him.
Bad.
He's a genius. He's an actual genius.
He's an actual genius.
He's so, so clever, but then you find him in situations like that and you're just like, well, what am I supposed to be doing here?
What a lad.
And I don't have to be a dad anymore.
Shout out, James. You got to start playing
You're
more.
16, man.
Just got to come out and play.
How have you ended up in this situation?
Gosh, love it.
Anyway. So, how do you
even
plan to improve your game?
I don't know. I think I got dialed this week. Really dialed after playing for a while. I feel like things are clicking again. Like, when we were looking over our stats, I like parred half the course and was like, how the have I managed that? And then looking back on it, I'm like,
I know it's winter, but yeah, we're nowhere near our PBs.
No, not at all. But it's kind of nice to go like, I know how to attack this hole. I know where I'm going wrong. Let's improve and go from there. So for me, I think it's just like, I want to understand thought. It's every disc golfer's dream. Distance and forehand is what I want. I want to get. But my drives, when they go well, they go well. When they go bad, they go bad. There's no in between. There's no in between at the moment for me. So it's like, sure, 50-50 flick of a coin for my drives, but forehand is where I want to improve this year. Like, I just want to get some shots and get that motion dialed in. So going to the field looking like an idiot, filming yourself, doing all that stuff is what I want to do. Quarry Park in March, there's going to be the pros there and stuff, and they offer lessons there, so I want to inquire about
you
that.
Don't get that booked. And
I know, it's tomorrow is my plan. I've got
to
go.
I need to decide what I'm doing.
I'm doing Gillies and Quarry, so that's my plan tomorrow because, yeah, I need to go get it done because I got paid, so I need to get it done. So I'm doing that tomorrow, but yeah. And tournaments. I feel like I want to play in more tournaments, so I'm already starting.
I'm still not sure about that yet.
Fair?
I'm 100% not starting my year at Gillies, but Quarry's where I'm going
to
start.
I would rather start off with Torture. And a course of shape shot
and ended at Gillies last year, and I'm not doing
I play tournaments this year,
It's not
None
Gillies.
Of them will be at Gillies.
Yeah, I know. You said
I may do one Gillies.
I won't do any Gillies.
Rich and me will play Gillies. Like I like the challenge Gillies does.
I will play Gillies this year.
Yeah.
When we play it. But I will not play tournament
Gillies. If they do a tournament like they did last year with the that we didn't go to, they won the gauntlet one with the hog roast and shit.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one I'll be more interested in. Because I'm going to enjoy the day as well as be shit this golf.
Tournaments and Gillies. Give me an aneurysm.
Yeah. I'm excited to go because I want to, those kind of courses, learn how I can throw discs and shape shots and stuff. And that's why I enjoy that prolonged torture. So that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Also, I just want more, be put in more situations where it's like, this is, you need to make this putt. You need to do this. You need to do that. Like, just test myself, really, is what I want.
So. Again, like you, I'm going into lots more tournaments this year. I'm thinking about there's one in Manchester about a week after the Quarry Park one.
Really?
It's a weekend.
Oh, okay.
Saturday and Sunday. It's a memorial one.
Oh, okay.
There's two games on a Saturday, one game on a Sunday. So I'm contemplating it at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop over. But or I might just go down for the two games and not play the Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm not going Manny in back.
No, because like that's twice. A lot. That's a lot.
That's insane. And that's then playing disc golf on top of it, and then it's the doing the disc golf then coming back that will kill you.
Yeah.
This is what I want the van because then it's like nice and easy, ain't it? Driving sleep in a van. But anyway, by the by, I want to play in more tournaments. But I think the one thing that I'm going to be doing at the minute, that I'm going to be doing on a regular Sunday, and like starting to improve my game, is I'm going to be, and I've been thinking about this for weeks. I need to be more disciplined with myself. So, if I stop, there's certain holes, like hole 15, for example.
Okay.
Don't want to f*** hole 15 because you can get a good drive off of it if you do it properly. So, before I throw 15, in my head, I do the whole routine. Before I've even stepped up to the plate, whilst I'm watching you guys throw, in my head, I'm like, right, you're going to touch the back of your elbow. And when you come across, you're going to look at the disc and not where you're throwing.
Yeah.
Because you already know where you're throwing. And you're going to release at this point.
Yeah.
If you release at that point,
it's going to do this.
It's going to do this. And I'm very, very disciplined on certain holes. And them certain holes, I rarely. By rarely, I can't remember the last time I messed up hole 15, for example. I can't remember the last time I messed up hole 5. I'm throwing good holes because I'm being very full.
Yeah.
4, for example. I had them a few weeks, but I was throwing it off to the right a bit. But that's because something strange was going on with my disc, and I was throwing an analyzer or whatever it was. So. For me, I've kind of said to myself, if you're disciplined with every single throw you take, instead of just not getting a bit frustrated because you're on a four, and this week's actually taught me this, that I was dying to get frustrated because I was about to score a 6. And on that same hole, you scored a 5. And I was thinking, actually, mine looked terrible because I'd actually drive. Then I went in the bush.
Yeah.
But actually, your hole looks comparatively not better.
But
just looking at the shots,
at the minute, with what you're saying, you need to. I think you all need to take something out of my book, and it's not a big thing, but I am the best at playing my own game.
Yeah,
you guys do not affect me. You guys are doing do not affect how I'm playing at all.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I'm regularly last, so it doesn't affect me. Or I have been regularly last, so I've got to a point now where it doesn't affect me.
Until this week.
Yeah. I think you're right, Ben. I laughed like.
Well, Richie was saying that since he's followed a bit of your example.
He started quick drawing,
just dropping his bag and throwing and not overthinking it. He's seen an improvement. Well, I'm actually saying the opposite. I don't need to overthink it, but I need to start stopping and thinking about shit.
Yeah, fair.
It's different people, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe.
And it's just
I've slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, it's just simple. But I still...
Talk to my disc. It's kind of funny. Especially my MD3. I have a love-hate relationship with that disc where I'm just like, trust this disc. Trust your disc selection. And then you throw a really good shot. You're like, great. And then there's somewhere you don't throw it great. And you're just like... I'm still going to trust you.
What do you actually say to your disc?
I literally go like, I trust this disc. I trust you. This is the right disc. And then when I throw it good, I'm like, that's great. When I throw it bad, I'm just like, I'm still going to keep throwing you. And that's my idea because I'm still getting used to it because it replaced my buzz.
So I'll whisper things like, Me and you have had some great shots before. Today is going to be no different.
Yeah, dude.
I know. Motivate my disc.
Like, there's some discs I don't have to have that conversation. Like, the Rockstar, from a certain range, I'm
do
like,
do not I've talk to inanimate objects.
No, I always say, I believe in this show. I believe in you. And then when I do it, I pick it up and go like, it's another time. Or there's sometimes where I literally span it. I'm just like, an idiot. But
I've
I'm going to steep taking
my
it out.
Before. Hang on to it. Show these dickheads why you stay in my bag.
It's so good. It's funny. But it is true. It is. Yeah, I have to agree. Like, but I think as well, it's like.
So whisper to our discs more.
Whisper
our
discs more.
That's definitely on top of the list.
It's a beginner tip, isn't it, for next week? It's like, talk to your discs.
I've been playing on classical music.
Oh, really? Have you?
Yeah, just been lining them all up in the shed, putting a bit of classical on, and then chill out for the week.
Bathing them in rose petals.
Ooh. It's just like, oh, his disc cleaning sessions are like, just really like.
Candlelit baths.
Yeah, exactly.
They get a bit inappropriate, to be honest with you. Thinking about starting an OnlyFans.
When you're in the bath with them.
You're not going to salt burn it, are you? Like, oh, that's some dark content. Right. No, I agree with Ben a little bit. Play your own game, 100%.
So my plan expands on Lee's plan. I am happy with the drive.
Yeah.
Happy with the approach. Putting needs work, but it'll come back. I'm not going to focus on that.
You two have just not got your cages out. That's your
problem.
Yeah,
I'm just not focusing on it. I'm focusing on forehand, but forehand approach. I'm never going to forehand drive. At the minute, I'm not going to get it.
I realise that my forehand drive is nowhere near my maximum as my backhand.
There's no need. Until I've figured out forehand, my theory being forehand approach.
Yeah,
that gets me to figure out the throw, and then I figure out how to juice it up.
And that's my thinking with my forehand. It's only going to be
off the
back
of that mad forehand putt and a while ago.
Yeah,
and then I've made a few forehands. Some have gone off, but the forehand approaches that I've made have been landing. Sort of.
It's great close. To have it in your bag. So
I need it to change the way I can approach. I need it to change the line, basically.
But you have so many good approach discs as well. Like your bag, if you were looking at like discs for like
I can approach,
starting,
I can
you have
approach
a lot
well
of good discs
backhand. But sometimes I just can't get it to go that line, so I need to be able to backhand it.
I'd say my forehand approach is about 70%. Most of the time, it's on. And some of the times, it doesn't come back.
Mine's probably
I put too much on it.
Probably 50.
But it's nice to have it in the bag.
Yeah.
Even though I wouldn't necessarily use it if I was out in the open, the moment I'm behind a tree and I can't go to
that's
the lights
it.
Anymore.
It's right. It. You can use it. Well, yeah.
I hit chains with a forehand approach this week.
Yeah.
So I just got to keep going.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I love my scuba shots.
You might turn out to be your best shot in the bag there.
That's it.
It's true. Be the new rambling, scrambling forehand man.
And what I find interesting with forehand approaches, I actually use a faster disc, but don't put any arm into it.
Yeah.
Just give it a proper little flick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I've been forehand in the berg.
Which can work.
Which can work.
It can work. There's video evidence of this and not of this really well.
Out on our channel currently. The forehand in the berg, it's harder to judge the line.
100%.
Like, it just doesn't seem to want to go straight.
Forehand and putters for approaching is essentially my new game.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Novas are right to forehand.
Yeah. I've not done that one yet.
The thing is, you've got so many good approaches. What? You've got the Nova, you've got your Berg,
so many
Toro, Sensei.
I've got so many putters and mid range.
So good. Like, your approach game's like, you've got literally the tools for the arsenal. It's just getting it all together, isn't it? That's it. Which is going
to
be sick.
Z has become an approach disc, to be fair.
Yeah.
As well, I'm using that.
To be fair, my bag is approach and drive heavy.
I've got so many putters.
I love your putting collection, though.
I'm literally relying on Zombie Sting and Buzz and
fair.
The new one, Judge.
That Buzz don't come out.
Blackout?
No, not Blackout.
No. Truth.
Truth.
Obviously not playing with that enough yet.
No.
That one out.
Glory's more of a
Glory's a specialised disc.
Yeah, I feel like I see you
throw it.
I
thought
it
was going to be mid range.
You thought it was a 5, didn't you, when you got it?
Yeah,
it's a 7, right?
Yeah. But I don't drive a bit either. The glory is a very specialised list. I know exactly how much power to put on to get that exact left hook.
Yeah, it's true.
And I can hook it round a right hand corner.
Yeah. Like, I've got that hook shot down to a T.
Well, I need to
turn on a bomb.
Yeah, dude.
After talking to Richard, I need to find a disc that I can get to S.
Yeah.
Because my discs go straight most of the way. And then cut either way. They seem to be my drives. Mine don't. They do sometimes, but very rarely do mine.
Yeah, I feel like we saw on 15 a little bit, didn't we? You had an S with the Lots.
Yeah,
that was probably going to be your closest one. I think the Lots is going to be your first one that Lots you'll get S in.
Really good.
Yeah,
I don't think any of my discs have ever S'd.
Oh, I know which ones have S'd for me because I had that hilarious driving range incident. I actually feel like
the same as you. I don't think
the Mamba S's, but that's because I was throwing it down a hill, and I wanted to just see what their true flight was. And they were like, "It will S if you put a little bit of tilt on it." I was like, "Okay," and then I was doing it with Carl. Shout out to my stepdad.
Straight, I throw like the concept of the Valkyrie. They are straight.
They are arrows. Those
them lots were going big straight this week.
Yeah.
But then they don't own S like their boys.
Yeah, they don't cut line. Back. They just cut off a bit.
We're going the same distance.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't S.
I was going to say it. This winter period, I've been out driving you all.
Yeah, it's true.
To some degrees, even Richard.
You've had a few. Yeah, you've had Richard.
That is fair.
A few times.
During this colder weather, that Lots is, I don't know what it is, but it's just smashing it.
And it's clicking.
Just smashing through.
And the best thing about it is if you get it
wintry.
It's made in Finland.
Forged
in Finland, ain't it?
Forged in ice.
Yeah, it's Finland. I'm pretty positive it's Finland.
I thought it was Switzerland.
Well, it's Sweden.
Sweden, probably.
Sweden. Yeah. Sweden with Dismania as well. Sweden.
Herdegird.
Heard it. Sung to as well. Yodeled while making.
Yeah.
How are we ever going to get Joanne on this podcast if we don't even remember where he's from?
Mate, if we get some of the Latitude boys on, that'd be freaking sick. Or even like just some of the YouTubers I watch or you guys watch, just have them on for an interview would be sick.
Apart from the guy that talks too much, I like his content, but he needs a lot.
Are you talking about the guy who just got signed by Infinity Discs? He who shall not be named, Disc Bonanza.
Yeah, that's
really good guy. But he's got your funniest thing is he bought it out on a recent video that he's like, I've got OCD really bad, and you can tell. But he's like sick.
I don't watch disc golf on YouTube.
Yeah.
I've stopped.
Oh, do.
Don't watch it. Don't watch instructional videos. Don't need them. I'm figuring it out on my own.
Love Nate Turner, my boy.
I've stopped with the instructional videos.
I can't remember the last disc golf video I watched.
I quite like challenges. I like to watch people like do like the 2 disc challenge.
Fair.
Swanky disc golf. Got time for those boys?
I think the last thing I watched was probably a 1 disc round.
Yeah.
I watched them.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I watched anything.
I watched
like this
one
golfer.
The other day, and I think we should really contemplate doing it. So they brought a mystery box between them.
Okay.
I think it was a 10-disc mystery box.
Oh, like did a draft.
Yeah, there was 5 of them that played it, and they basically, we'll want to take like pick 1 disc each, and then they'll want to pick 1 disc each.
That's a sick idea. The other one that I've seen, which I really like, was the Among Us. So basically, we all come up with a score for what we should have for the round, and then obviously one of us is a. All of us are crew members that aren't, disruptors. What is it? Imposter, that's it. One's the imposter. So obviously you're throwing shots and you're judging everyone. So you could be like, right, Ben, you throw the drive, then it's me, then it's what? And then everyone starts going like, why are you throwing that disc? That doesn't make any sense for this thing. Or like, you normally make those putts, why are you f***ing it up? Like literally that kind of stuff. But then it's really funny watching the video because they go like, yeah, you know I'm though. You know I'm can't, like you give me the worst possible shot and it's really funny how it all pans out. And I was like, that'd be hilarious content.
Speaking
of
rounds where things didn't click on teams, our doubles were so s***.
So bad. We had some great shots and some shocking shots.
Because what had happened is, one of us would make a good shot and then the next one would absolutely
know what it was. I'm saying hole 2 destroyed our souls. Like I parked it with the FD and I was like, you've got this.
Missed it.
And I don't know how that didn't go in.
It touched it all.
It did. And it just went, nope.
Is that the one that jumped out?
Yeah.
It hit both the front and the back
and just decided to vomit out. And I was like, it's just going to be one of those days. But yeah, we got to do more. I want to do more doubles content for our channel as well, so we can have hilarious teams and team names.
Need to get a camcorder down to Bedworth.
We do.
Well, that's the goal, isn't it? Just filming Bedworth.
We still not filmed Bedworth.
We still have not filmed Bedworth.
Love Bedworth.
Bedworth's great course.
In fact, it'd be great to do a Bergmasters. It'd be great to do a
and Bedworth
play. It'd be great to do a round play.
It's true.
All three of those should be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can. We can easily knock that out. Simple as.
I'm saying a Bergmasters full 18, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. My yeah. 15 with a Berg.
Rolling down that hill.
Rolling down that hill.
I feel like the Bergmasters is entering a new dimension when we go to like, oh yeah, we're not doing par threes anymore. We're just going to be opening up to courses where you know the Berg's not going to get there. Yeah, this par five is going to be way more destroyed than that. Like, just because it's the Berg.
I can get my Berg to move. Like,
well, that's why we all need Berg X's. I think if we all got a Berg X, we could throw it up there because that's a bit more speedy.
No, it's not.
I'm thinking about a Berg DIY.
Oh, okay.
Mainly because we discovered that we can draw on discs.
Oh, I've found a disc that I'm going to draw on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get the thing off it.
Acetone. That's what you need.
Yeah.
I've got...
My bathroom doesn't smell of it now. I realise I used a whole small bottle of it for cleaning that X-Wing.
I'm going to...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because
I don't use it. And then I've got a reason to start throwing it.
Dagger's a great little... Never touched it. It's crazy.
Rarely touch it. It only really comes out for put-offs. And then...
Yeah. We need to start filming put-offs again as well. Getting some put-offs going again. Because they've been coming pretty good recently.
Yeah.
Getting dialed.
My phone's a shit.
We're just not filming. We need to.
Yeah, my phone's doing all sorts of so I can't film put-offs. But
fair.
To be fair, everyone's got a better phone than me. So it shouldn't really be. Well, Richard has, because he's also got a shit like me.
Just need to bring the tripod down to the camera and just set it up and then we'll just do boom. Get it done.
Well, again, you know, I want to do.
That's what we want to do this year.
I've been looking at different camera options, there's so many out there, and so everyone wants to make these 4K promises. It's like, I can give you a camera that's £20 and it shoots in 4K, you know, well, why do I want to spend £100 if you can do this for £20?
Yeah.
Then you know there's some kind of catch.
There is a catch.
But I don't know enough about cameras to know what this catch is.
Yeah.
But I'm also not spending £100 when I can spend £20.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy that 720p now is standard HD. That freaks me out so much. That freaks me out. Like, the cameras I have go to 1080p, which is now just a little bit above HD. I'm just like, still see it, and it's still nice quality and whatever, but it's like, why do you need to see, like, the drop of sweat on people in, like, 4K and all this? I'm like...
Yeah, that's not really what I'm after.
No, it's extreme. Like, you don't need that. It's crazy.
You also need someone that owns a drone.
I do. We have someone who got a drone and who can fly. We just need to go to Bristol.
They can fly?
Timo.
Why don't they just fly here?
Oh, yeah. No, Timmy Tim has promised that if we go to Bristol and we go, because there's courses there, he says, I'll come down with a drone and do some cool for you guys.
Which is great if Bristol weren't 3 hours away.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so before we go, if you haven't guessed, there's a new Bergmasters out on the YouTube channel.
Yes, and hopefully you've stumbled across this podcast with a cool little promo that was on our channel as well, advertising this podcast. Yeah, the Bergmasters is out. I'm really happy how it turned out. It's sick. It's stupid fun.
I've not watched it yet.
It's so good. I can show you.
I'm only halfway through the last podcast, to be honest.
It's all good. Beyond.
It's fine in time to do this.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I'm really happy with how it's turned out. I've showed a few people bits of it and they've said, yeah, that's not overkill. So if you keep it like that, you're fine. I'm like, good. Right. I don't want to make it sound too cheesy or too weird, but like our normal videos, we don't have those kind of sound effects in. We don't have that kind of overlay or whatever. In the not too distant future, we will do, because I will. There is an idea when the laptop arrives that I've got a graphic that we're going to work on that will overlay every single video, so it'll be the most easiest thing to drag and drop and put on a video, which is sick to do. It's kind of hard when you've got limited resources on a really old Mac at the moment.
But yeah, get over there.
But yeah, go check it out.
Get some views.
I've got an idea.
Give us some likes.
Any of our next round videos, well, funny.
Sick.
I'm going to talk about it on podcast.
Okay.
Fair dues.
Fair.
But yeah, watch our content, like our content, subscribe.
All the
listen
jazz.
Listen to us on Podbean, listen to us on YouTube.
100%.
Go to listen to all the leads. Watch some of our old
Yeah.
Just
Please do. Get involved. Yeah. It's all that thing. So yeah, guys, thank you to listening to episode 17. Ah, Broken Dreams. Is it Broken Dreams or something dreams?
About injuries, yeah, dreams.
It's true. Broken Dreams. Yeah, if you've enjoyed it, please leave a like on YouTube. If you're following us on Podbean, yeah, tell your friends about it. Keep downloading. Always appreciated. Our other digression session podcasts, go check out those guys where we talk a little bit, you know, about specific subjects that aren't disc golf related. So enjoy that. But yeah, until next time, guys, take care, have a good night, and keep throwing discs, because disc golf is one of the best sports you'll ever play. Period.